Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How many emojis do you think you use on a daily basis, Hot Wings?
I don't know, probably, I would say like 8 to 10.
Okay, that's what I would have said for me. Joe, you're a little younger, about a decade.
I mean,
what about you?
Probably 20. Okay. I'll say 20 emoji.
Okay, Steve?
Less, probably 4 or 5.
Yeah, Kelly? How many emojis do you use on a daily basis?
A lot. I love them.
Like, how many?
Like 15 different ones every day. I really like the ones that's got the stars in the eyes. So anytime I'm like, wow, that's great. Star eyes emoji.
How many do you put? Do you ever put like 3? Like, I really am star eyed.
I do 3 when I do hearts or lightning. I really like lightning bolts and 3s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything one is more like, than... yeah, I'm not really trying. 3 says, I read it and I really agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rachel, how many do you use in a day?
I was really praying you weren't going to ask me because I punctuate almost every single sentence with an emoji. I love them. I think they're great. They convey everything that I'm feeling. And then I also use an app called Discord, which comes with like more stickers and emojis.
Yeah.
So then I have more options to use. So yes, I like them a lot.
Do you think you use more emojis than words?
No. I'm not that kind of, unless it's a question or a statement that only requires an emoji response.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But I like using my words, but I like punctuating with the emotion. So then you know how it's supposed to sound.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
That is important.
Yeah.
It's because then you can show sarcasm or like a joke or whatever.
Yeah. need people to know.
I do occasionally like trying to craft a sentence with only emojis to see if somebody knows what I'm talking about.
It's like that old game show they used
very
to
do. Very cryptic.
Yeah. Rachel, are you Gen Z?
I think I'm on the bridge of Gen Z and millennial. I don't know. I have a younger sibling who's a Gen Zer, so I just group myself in with Gen Z because I hang out with her more.
It said the average Gen Zer uses about 100 emojis a day. Do you think that's an accurate number?
Oh, when you asked the question, I literally, my first number was 100, probably on the low side.
More than half of the messages from Gen Zs or millennials, which would include Kelly and Joe and Steve, barely, include at least one emoji. Do you think that's true? Half your texts include an emoji?
Easily.
Yeah,
easily.
I'd say maybe me too on that one.
No, definitely not. So. Not me. It's much more text than.
Only 2% of boomers like Hot Wings are prolific in emojis.
Totally a Gen Xer, best generation.
It is.
I always hate it when you know the emoji you're looking for and it's perfect and you can't find it.
That's why you need Discord.
I know.
Discord,
God dang it, where is it? I get that
right
one.
There.
Where is it?
It's so good.
I just used it yesterday. Why isn't it on my main ones? Gah.
Why can't I get an easy answer for the years that Gen Z would fall into?
Because it's all made up.
Yeah, it's
stupid.
Always fluctuating. It doesn't really.
It isn't for millennials or Xers or boomers or anyone else.
I think people just stopped caring about the generation like Gen Z because we just got really weird. I feel like people just they just write Gen Z off now because we're so strange.
Yeah, well, pretty soon you'll be writing off a generation that's younger than you that you'll think is dumb.
Generation Alpha, I just learned.
That's what the next one's called?
That's what it says, yeah.
They're going to deserve it for that name.
Yeah, I don't care for them already.
Yeah, of course they think they're special enough to start back at A.
Oh, I didn't know there was the greatest generation and baby boomers sandwich the silent generation.
Yeah, no one cares about them.
No one does.
Who?
I've never heard that before.
That's why.
Yeah.